hear somebody say,
you say,
get loaded.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is gospel radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted, but not.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you to each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in to the Kingdom Life Fellowship with your host, King Arthur LaValle of Bunky, Louisiana. Amen. He is in the house. He's getting ready. And I want you all to get ready, too, so that you can prepare to hear another relevant word of sharing God's word with kingdom building principles, how to walk in the kingdom, how to talk in the kingdom, how to present yourself in the kingdom so that we can help bring other souls into the kingdom, especially in a world where people are dying. Amen. Yes, millionaires are dying. They're dying as poor men. Yes, that's right. A lot of Christians are dying as poor, destitute people, and we don't have to do that. Amen. As I often tell people, amen, when people were delivered from the plantations, they didn't have to take the plantation mind with them, but they could begin a brand new life, and that's what his ministry is about, helping you to leave that old mind of destitute and to begin to walk like a son of the king, like a daughter of the king. Amen. So again, to the brothers and sisters out there, y'all get ready. Get your notepads out. Amen. Because you never know where he's going to be going in the word. And he said it just like myself. It's not scripted. He ain't get it off the internet. It's not copied. Everything that he's given, amen, is through inspiration of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And I love that about him. Now, no disrespect. Ain't nothing wrong with you going to the internet if that's what you want to do. That's fine, too. But, you know, I would much rather cut to the chase and get it directly, as they say, from the horse's mouth. So without any further preliminary, it gives me great pleasure to introduce to some and to present to others all the way from Bunky, Louisiana, none other than in the person of King Arthur.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's enter into our Father's presence with praise. Father, in prayer. Lord, we just thank you, Lord. What an awesome privilege and what an awesome opportunity it is to be summoned into your presence, Father. That you would point unto us a golden scepter of righteousness, signifying that we can come boldly to your throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace to help us in our times of need. So, Father, we say thank you. We say thank you for all that you've done for us. So, Lord, it would take us forever just to name all the things that you have done for us, that our eyes have not even seen, our ears have not even heard, nor has it entered into our hearts, the things that you have done for us, the things that you are doing for us, and the things that you have in store for us, my Father. And for that, Lord, we say thank you. You're an awesome God, Father, and there's none like you in all the earth, Father. So, Lord, as you draw us nearer to you, Father, we would ask that you would fill us with the knowledge of your will, with all wisdom and spiritual understanding, so that, Lord, we might not only know of you, but that we might know you and Jesus Christ, who you sent, and the power that's available to us through his resurrection. Father, we count it a tremendous honor, a tremendous privilege, a tremendous blessing, my Father God, to be loved by you. Thank you, Father. Now, Holy Ghost, we humble ourselves under your mighty hand, under your ministry, under your anointing, under your work that you are doing in the earth today. And we would say, use us. Use us for the glory of God. And we'll be careful to make sure that we give you all of the glory, all of the honor, all of the praise. Now, Father, bless your people. And like I said, as always, we give you all of the credit, all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen, saints. Praise the Lord. Hey, as I always say, brother, what an honor. What a privilege it is, you know, to come on this radio broadcast and to share with you all, boy, the kingdom ministry of God to your life. I always say that, you know, and I always, that's the central focus of everything. The kingdom ministry of God to your life. Well, that's a great message. And I'm going to let you know something in advance. Boy, your enemy, man, who is your enemy? Your enemy is not people. Your enemy is not flesh and blood. Your enemy is the devil and all his demon co-hosts. And just like God need a body, he need a body too, so he worked through people. But it ain't the people, it's him that's behind the scene. And hey, listen, to get to the people don't stop nothing. He just go to the next person and start working through them. But at the same time, he done stole, he done killed, he done steal, stole, and he done destroyed. But relationships, lives, purpose, destinies, your enemy. And, boy, he don't ever want you to find out, boy, about the kingdom ministry of God to your life. I told you, he don't mind you finding out all the other gospels and all the other good news. But, boy, he don't want the church to ever come to the knowledge of the kingdom ministry of God to our lives. Because he knows that that message gives the believer of that message their sovereignty back, their dominion back. What you mean, Arthur? Their authority back. Over who, Arthur? Over people? No. Over all the works of the devil. That message, boy, I'm talking about, breaks the devil's power over your life. That message put the devil under your feet. That message revealed to you that the devil is a defeated foe and his kingdom has came down. That message lets you know that Babylon has fallen. Hallelujah. Boy, that message lets you know, boy, who you really are and what you really have. And what you really can do, where you really headed, and most important, why you really here. Boy, those are some age-old questions, boy, that I'm talking about this message revealed to you. What? Who are you? Man, you the offspring of the Most High God. You the child of the Most High God. You created in the image and likeness of the Most High God. He ain't come for no monk. The devil tried to make a monkey out of you, but he gave me, man, listen, you come from God. You offspring from God. You a piece of God. You a masterpiece because you are a piece of the master. You are offspring of God. You a piece of God. You a little G God. You're the children of the Most High God. The Bible say, boy, listen, the devil don't want you to know, man. Why? Because if you don't know that you're a little God, you'll keep on dying like mere men and mere women, when all the time, man, you are little G God, little offspring. Who are you? Sons and daughters of the Most High God, offsprings of God. Where you come from? You ain't come from no monkey. You ain't come from no salamander. You ain't come from no Big Bang. You come from heaven. You come from God. If you're a piece of God, then you come from God. You come from your Father, your source, your sustainer. Where is he? Our Father. Hallelujah. Which art in heaven. Where is he? He's in heaven. And where we come from? We come from him. And where is he? He's in heaven. And where you come from? You come from him. So where you come from? You come from heaven. One of the letters, the epistles say, amen, we have our citizenship is in heaven, what Paul was writing to the church. Well, you have dual citizenship. You originated in heaven because you originated in God. Your origin is in him. You come from heaven. Why are you here? Because, boy, God wants to extend his governing influence of heaven to a foreign territory. He made you just like him, little God just like him. Hey, and listen, as long as you're in heaven, then all you can be is a prince or a princess. Only way you can become just like him, he's a king. Glory to God. He's not a prince. He's a king. And boy, know what he want, boy? Not only what he want, you know what he got, know what he did, know what he created, know what he produced. Hey, he produced men little kings like him, little gods like him. But you don't know those things like that, boy. You'll die like mere man and mere women all the time, boy. The devil men and short circuits. You, boy, of all your blessings, boy, that you have. Listen, not only in the sweet by and by, but I'm talking about, boy, what God has blessed you in the right here and now. What he's blessed us with, Arthur, in the right here and now. All of the kingdom of heaven. All of the governing influence of heaven. All of the authority of heaven. All of the attributes of heaven. Heirs of heaven. All of heaven. That's your inheritance. That's my inheritance. That belongs to us. All that and what he want to do, boy? He want to extend, boy, his governing influence of heaven, where he is, to a foreign territory, earth. He want to extend territory. He want to extend his kingdom to a territory for his children. So what he did, so he created, boy, the heavens and the earth. Why? So that he could put his children on the earth. That's why Genesis chapter 2 is so important, man, you know. That's God, boy, taking you out of the supernatural realm, out of the heavenly realm, and placing you in the natural realm, and give you your own territory. That's what takes place. That's what the Bible's about in Genesis chapter 2. When God formed the body for man to live in, then God, man, breathed into that body the breath of life, and man, who is man? A little G God, a king, became a living soul. And boy, here's something that's important that the devil don't ever want you to know. When he breathed into him the breath of life, boy, he released on the inside of him, boy, the Godhead. The Bible says the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily in Jesus. And Christ lives on the inside of you. So the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily in us now. What fullness of the Godhead? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. What they do? They dwell bodily on the inside of us. Boy, they want to be so. God is on his way to producing on the inside of us, boy, the fullness of that. Till we just like it. Just like I heard Bishop Townsend say, man, when I was on my way up here, boy, I'm talking about, boy, to perfection. Till you just like that. He ain't lying. He's already done it. We just becoming what we already are. What perfected in Christ. And boy, let me tell you something. When he presents us to the Father, they're gonna be faultless, boy. They're gonna be a people, boy. I'm talking about, boy, that's going from glory to glory to glory to glory. For what are until we reach the fullness of a stature of Christ? What do you mean? A fixed, predictable image of Christ. Till we look just like him. Act like it, talk like it, walk like it, be like it. Same character, same nature, same attributes, same functioning ability, boy, just like Jesus, our Lord, who thought it not robbery, man, to be equal with the source, the Father, who is just like the Father. All of us just alike. Our Lord, can you imagine that? All of us just alike. Let me tell you something about your Father in heaven, about your big brother Jesus, baby. They faultless. We can't get there. Yes, we can. I'll tell you why we can't. Well, that may be later on. Why are we here, Arthur, boy? To establish the governing influence of God in our territory. To reign as kings in a territory that God has created for his offspring, his sons. As long as we in heaven, can't be no king. What God want, he want kings. What God created, he created kings. Who he is, he's the king of kings. Who he is? He's a ruler. Who he is? He's a ruler of rulers. Rulers over what, boy? They territory. What? They domain. What? The earth. What the earth? Over every circumstance, situation, and symptom, man, that confronts your life in this earth realm that you live in. But you are a ruler. Somebody say, I say it again, a ruler. That's what a king is, a ruler. I'm not talking about like the earthly kings. When people say, Bishop Carter say King Arthur, man, listen, I am a king. And man, that ain't the good news. That's good news, but boy, that's greater news than that. That's what I can't wait to come up on this radio broadcast every Saturday when it comes time, boy, to let you know what? You're a king too. If you're in a male body, you're a queen too. If you're in a female body, you're a ruler. It's simply a ruler. What kind of ruler? A ruler over everything. God rules over everything. And boy, he created you just like him for you to rule over everything. In your domain. In your territory. Not in his domain. You can't rule up there. You know, most believers, boy, listen, we finna go into a series of study, and boy, I'm talking about that. What we've been talking about on this broadcast and sharing with people, boy, I'm talking about over and over and over and over. Just planting the seeds, man, you know. Of the rediscovering of the kingdom of God and the establishment of it and the advancement of it. That's all we've been talking about for the last 2 years. Same message. And I've been told you many times on this broadcast that you ain't heard nothing yet. All I've been telling you is the good news. What's the good news, boy? That all of the kingdom of heaven is available to you right now. That's been my message for the last 2 years. What are all of the kingdom of heaven, all of your inheritance is available to you right now. The governing influence of heaven, the governing authority of heaven, boy, the attributes of heaven, everything that heaven consists of, boy, is at your hands right now. It hands me is within your reach right now. I'm not talking about in the sweet by and by and what a day of rejoicing going to be when we all get to heaven. Let me tell you something. That's not where your destination ends at. That's not where the Bible ends at. You know where the Bible ends at in Revelation chapter 21? The Bible ends on the earth. The earth is our territory. You're not going to spend eternity in heaven with God. That's why I told you the devil don't ever want you to know about the gospel of the kingdom, man, because, man, in your theology and to your religion and everything else, man, the hope of the believer, man, most believers, man, on the earth, man, I don't think I'd be stretching it if I were to say, man, 80% of the believers up on the earth, boy, they dream is to make it to heaven and live forever and ever, sit down by the crystal rivers and eat grapes, man, forever and ever and ever in heaven with God. Boy, that's not in your God's best interest for your life. That's not what God's doing. If God would have wanted you in heaven, he'd left you up there in the first place. No, the Bible is on earth. Behold, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. And I saw the holy city, the city of peace, Jerusalem, and all those who dwell there are coming down. And they shall reign on the earth forever. And the dwelling place of God was with them. Hey, boy, listen, you've been taught that, boy, the dwelling place of mankind is with God. No. That's backwards. God don't want you in his territory. God don't want you with him. God want man to be with you. God don't want you in his territory, man, because you can't reign up there, boy. He want to be with you in your territory. You trying to get to his territory, you can't reign up there, baby. When all the time, boy, he didn't establish his reigning authority, his governing influence in your territory. He want to come live with you. He don't want you to come live with him. He want to come dwell on the inside of you in your territory. He want to walk and talk with you in your territory. He wants you to know, boy, that the same authority, the same power, the same, just like Jesus. You know, Jesus was ruling and reigning over every circumstance, situation, and symptom that confronted his life. Listen, all the people that were around him, all the people that were sick didn't get healed. He had a lot of people, man, that were sick that died. But all those that came to him, you kept up in his circle of influence. If you came to him, the Bible says he healed them all. Who? Not some, not most, all. Why? Because, boy, they brought a circumstance, situation, and symptom, boy, a sickness, a disease, or whatever, man, into his domain, into his circle of influence. Man, he didn't let that dictate to him. He dictated to his, even the devils. They didn't dictate to him. Even Satan himself, if you the son of God, turn these, man, get out of my face. He say, but listen, I live by the word of God. I get some bread later on. Right now, boy, I got bread to eat that you know not of. Boy, I couldn't do the will of my father. Devil say, what the will of the father? Tear your head off. You know what he told you in Genesis chapter 3. That the seed of the woman, man, we're going to bruise your head. We're going to destroy your works. For this reason was I manifest. Lord. Bible say the devil flee from him. Flee me, boy. I'm talking about, boy, he took off as in terror. He didn't just turn around and walk off. Boy, he broke away from Jesus like he got kicked out of hell, man, like a streak of lightning. Oh, Lord. That's the one. That's the one I've been looking for, boy, ever since, man, I influenced Cain to kill Abel. I've been looking for that righteous seed, boy, and here I am face to face with it. What am I going to do now? Yeah, Lord. And he'll flee from you when you come to find out who you are. He'll tuck tail and run from you as we come to the knowledge of, boy, who we are and that he's a defeated foe and his kingdom has come down. Sickness and disease start fleeing from us. Shortcomings in our lives and falling short of the mark and all that, boy, start fleeing from us. And reaching perfection, man, that start being, boy, at our hand. What's at our hand? Within our reach. And, boy, we'll start, man, going from glory to glory to glory to glory until we reach the fullness of a stature of Christ. And let me tell you something, baby, he's faultless. Glory to God. I have no sin in him. And let me tell you something, God begun to work on the inside of us, what? To make us just like him, where there ain't no sin in us either. I guarantee you, boy, he who begun that work, the work on the inside of us, that we should be holy and without blame, unreprovable in his sight. What do you say? Holy and without blame. What do you mean holy, man? Just like him. Perfected, faultless, just like him. You trying to do that and get that and do that yourself, man, you ain't never going to do that and get that yourself. You don't have the ability to do that and get that yourself. God got a way of producing that in your life. You can't attain that on your own. Listen, it's not by power. It's not by might, baby. It's by the spirit of the living God. Everything that God doing, boy, he doing something. Listen, that's what the gospel of the kingdom is. Not what we doing and not what we trying to stop doing. All that's inclusive in it, but that ain't the main focus, boy. The gospel of the kingdom and not what we're doing and what we can do for God and how we got to stop doing this and stop doing that. Yes, all that's inclusive in it, boy, but this gospel of the kingdom and what God is doing. His story. The Bible says if you seek first the kingdom of God, what's the kingdom of God? God, what God is doing and his way of doing it. Not your way, not the Baptist way, not the Catholic way, not the Muslim way, not the Hindu way, not the Christian way, not our ways. Many are the plans in our hearts, man. Some of our plans are pretty good. But it's the purpose of the Lord that's going to prevail, baby. You got to get in on his plan and then take your plan, man, and get your plan in on, man, on his plan. We not careful, boy. We try to take our plan to God and try to get God in on our plan. That's why we're missing that. That's why we're talking about we can't reach perfection yet, man, because you're trying to do it yourself. You can't do that. Unless the Lord build a house, baby, our labor is in vain, boy. And when you come to find out, boy, what he building and what he doing, and, boy, you cease from your works and get in on that, you are entering into a rest, baby, and you will just start becoming who you already are. Who are you? I'm already saved. I'm already healed. I'm already delivered from all the snares and traps and bondages of the devil, man. I'm already, man, rich above measure. I'm already, man, so all my needs already supplied. It ain't according to the economy and my treasures here on earth and the toys and everything else that I see the world boast of and everything else. Man, Lord, boy, you knew the treasure of heaven. No, those things is a joke compared to the treasure of heaven. All my needs met. Yeah, but, man, what did they turn your lights off? And they turn these all my needs are met. If you turn them back off, you want to know one thing. What? I'm the light of the world. And I shine bright, man, even in that darkness, man, where that darkness can't comprehend it, can't overtake it, can't siege it, can't put it out, boy. And before you know it, boy, whole place be illuminated again. Wow, my God supply all my needs according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus, my Lord. Boy, the devil don't ever want you to find out about the kingdom, man. He don't ever want you to understand the kingdom. The Bible says this here. Boy, when anyone hear the gospel of the kingdom and understanding it not, then the wicked one coming immediately to just take that word off out your life. That's the seed that fall on the wayside where the Bible say the birds come and pluck it up, boy. Anybody that hear the kingdom, man, and don't understand, man, that boy, the devil coming after that. I told you he don't want that. He already know what the end say. He already know what the end say about him, man, and his demon co-host and everything else, boy, that his circle of influence and all his little arm and everything else. He already know, boy, what God has already judged them and, man, condemned them to, man, and placed them in, boy. They destined for eternal damnation in a lake of fire that God made for him and his demon co-host. And what he trying to do is take as many of God's children with him as he can. But is God not willing that none should perish, but that all men might be saved? Hallelujah. Did you say all men going to be saved? Listen, the spirit going to go back to where it came from. The soul of man, you're going to either spend eternity with God or you're going to spend eternity separated from God. Listen, eternity separated from God, boy, that's hell. You can terminology it however you want to call it, boy. Lake of fire, burning, brimstone, pain, suffering. You can terminology all you want, however you want to, boy. Listen, that don't even come close to that, man. What is hell, boy? Eternally separated from God. Without any hope, man, of ever being reconciled back to God again, boy. That's why, boy, you living in the greatest age, man, up until now. From the history of man after the fall, boy, all the way through, man, the Old Testament saints and everything. That's why I say, boy, John the Baptist was the greatest, but the least one of y'all in the kingdom of God is greater than him. You live in a dispensation, boy, of the grace of God. I ain't talking about God just looking over your sin and everything. I'm talking about God, man, fixed up everything, man, and put you back on course toward the destination that he has for our life. That's the grace of God. He the one that saved us. He the one that can perfect us. He the one that's going to lead us, man, out of darkness into the marvelous light. He the one, boy, that takes sickness away from the midst of us. He the one, boy, that paid the penalty for our sin. He the one who redeemed our lives from destruction, man, and crowned us with loving kindness and tender mercies, man, so that our youth is renewed day by day by day, boy. Lord, for the everlasting life. He the one. He the one, man, come looking for us when we were dead and trespassing and sin. We the one, he the one found us. We didn't choose him. We wasn't looking for him. We was all, man, dead and trespassing and sin, just like Adam was, and hiding from him. It was God went looking for Adam, man. It wasn't Adam looking for God. It was God who found Adam. It wasn't Adam who found God. It was God who came looking for you and I. It was God who came found you and I. And he came found you and I for a purpose. Well, boy, the finished man, why he put us on this earth in the beginning. Why he put us on this earth in the beginning? Because he want to establish his governing influence of heaven to earth. You've been praying it all your life, boy, but perhaps have not understood, man, what you really been praying. What you've been praying? Our Father. Who? Not my Father. Our. That's inclusive. That's all of us. All the children of God. Our Father. So when you come into God in prayer, you're not just coming for you and your four, or just me and my family. You're coming on behalf of, boy, the whole everybody. You our source. That's what the word Father means. Abba. You mean, that means source. The source of the life and the sustainer of that life. Not only he the source of the life, boy, but he the one who take care of the life. Not only he's the source of our life, but he's our sustainer. He the one who take care of us. He listen, if I lose, man, a $100 bill, it ain't my $100 bill responsibility to come looking for me and say, hey, Arthur, you lost me. You ever seen a $100 bill or anything that you lost came looking for you? No, it was you went looking for it. And found it. Boy, that's the source of life and the sustainer. Not only is he the source of our life, you think he's going to leave us, man, in damnation? You going to think he's going to leave us, man, under the beggarly elements of the devil, man? He didn't leave the children of Israel in under the beggarly elements of Pharaoh and in Egypt under the hard whip of the taskmaster. Here they were, man, in bondage, man, in a territory, man, with a pharaohs over them, man, that I'm talking about, boy.
Can you imagine somebody tell you, man, make brick without straw? Or without mortar or whatever it was, man. You know, how you going to do that? Hard taskmaster. Boy, but he delivered them, man, out of there. You think he ain't going to deliver us from under the bondage of the devil and under the Egypt, this world system that we live in? If he delivered the children from under Pharaoh, you think he ain't going to deliver us, man, from under the devil? If you think he didn't deliver the children of Israel, man, out of Egypt, man, and devastated Egypt, man, while they left and all the gold and all the treasures and all the everything, all the spoil. And let me just say something while I'm right here. That's amazing. That amazed me. That's why I say they ain't buy no money, man. Listen, they come out of Egypt, man, rich. They were slaves. They come out with all the spoil of Egypt. And now they out there in the wilderness, man, where they ain't got no malls out there. They ain't got no car lots out there. They ain't got no fine houses out there, nice neighborhoods out there. They got all this money, man. They ain't got anything to do. They can't even spend. Got all those treasures of this world, man. It don't mean nothing. But, boy, they got something way more valuable than that, boy. They got the God, boy, they source and they sustain. And when they needed food to eat, he provided for them. All them millions of dollars and all that spoil at the head of Egypt, man, they, boy, couldn't sustain their lives, man, when they were hungry. They had millions of dollars, billions of dollars, man, but no food, no water. What your $1 million and your $1 billion do, man, if you don't have no food and no water? But, boy, they had a treasure, man, that was from heaven. Well, boy, God, man, gave them water from a rock and manna from heaven on a daily basis. He was their source and their sustainer. He never left them. I heard one brother ask Bishop one time on the broadcast, telling him about the man. He did a question about the pillar of fire and the cloud by night. Boy, listen, that was God's presence with them. I remember the old boy Moses, I don't know why I'm going this direction, but Moses told one guy, he said, you know, and it was a black guy, he said, listen, you stay with us, and you'd be, you, because you know the way to the promised land, and you will be unto us as eyes. The old brother said, no, I ain't going to be able to do that. All right, God wouldn't let that happen. God said, you ain't never be able to say, man, a man led you into a man, your inheritance. God said, I'm going to lead you, and I'm going to guide you. I'm your source. I'm your sustainer. I'm your deliverer. I'm your savior. I'm your healer. I'm your provider. You ain't going to be able to say, man, no man going to lead you in there. So, hey, listen, man, this is what I do, man. When you see, boy, if you don't see that the cloud by day, then don't you move. You see the cloud by day moving, then you move. When you see that pillar of fire by night, then you move, man. But that's God leading them and God guiding them, man. Well, boy, into their inheritance. Unless the Lord build a house, maybe your labor is in vain. You got to get up, man, off of what you're doing for God, man, and say, Lord, not my will, not my kingdom, Lord. But thy kingdom come, and thy will be done. And, boy, that's going to take a surrender to the place where, boy, it'd be a total surrender. It might take you off with a little at a time. You might surrender this to the Lord and, man, hold on to this. You might surrender this and hold on to that. But just keep surrendering, baby. Until you come to the place where you have surrendered all. Even if you have to surrender, man, just 5% at first. Surrender that, man. Then, man, go 6%. You ain't got to try to surrender a whole 100 at one time. If you can, that's great. And if that God give you the ability to do that, and the Spirit give you the ability to do that, that's great. But those who didn't get the ability to do that, man, don't stop, man. Keep pressing on toward the prize of the high calling that's in Christ Jesus. What? To be just like him, man, faultless. Like I heard my brother say, talking about we can't be. Yes, we can. We can live being who he created us to live, holy and without blame, just like him, in this life, before his coming. So that when he come back, they will be fulfilled. Boy, come back for a choice without a spot or a wrinkle. Cleansed, washed in the blood, and being perfected. How hard? Not by power, nor by might, nor through their doing. But by my spirit, said the Lord. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, listen. Where we come from, we come. Who are we, the children of God? Where we come from heaven. Why are we here? To establish the culture of heaven, the lifestyle of heaven, the governing influence of heaven, what's going on in heaven, here on earth, so that the race boy be a colony of heaven, so that the culture of heaven be on earth, so that it be on earth just like it is in heaven. That's our mandate. That's our assignment, to be fruitful and multiply and subdue the earth and make the whole earth just like that Garden of Eden was. That's why you're here, to help God establish his governing influence on the earth. And the red man, the universe of all open rebellion against our Father and destroying the works of the devil in the process. What can we do? Boy, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We can do this. What can we do? You can live holy. We can live faultless. We can live without blame. Yes, we can. Throw a chart in your course today. Listen, boy, a baby can be a doctor. A baby can be a lawyer. What it do, man? Throw a chart in his course toward that direction, man. And over the course of time, man, he become that lawyer. He become that doctor. He become that whatever. Even when he was a little bitty baby. Because God blessed him. God put on the inside of us the potential to fulfill everything that he said we could do. That potential is on the inside of you. It ain't got to come from no far. The potential, listen, before he released us to the market, the Bible saying God blessed them. And then what he did, he blessed them. He never cursed you. He cursed the ground. Listen, when Adam them messed up and everything else, man, God said, Adam, curse this the ground for your sake. What ground? The earth. Even your body comes from the earth, that's cursed. It's going to die. This earth is cursed. That's why it's on this earth like it is here now. Instead of being on the earth like it is in heaven, boys, on the earth like it is here now. Why? Because it's cursed. That's why Revelation chapter 21 says, behold, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Man, listen, God, you can't stop. God, go have what he said. He's going to do what he said he's going to do, baby. You can't stop that. Can't start what God doing. You might can start what I'm doing. You might can start what my little ministry is doing, what my church is doing, what the denomination is doing, but boy, is my church and me and my ministry, boy, is in on what God is doing. You can't stop that, baby. Can't stop what God doing. Listen, this gospel of the kingdom going to be preached in all the world as a testimony to every nation, and then the end going to come. You can't stop that. Devil can huff and puff, man, and come against it and do all kind of stuff to stop that, man. He can't stop this end time message for man being proclaimed, man, and we on the brink of a global explosion of it, boy. Well, this gospel of the kingdom going to be preached. Man, listen, more and more and more, even ministers and leaders, man, are coming to the knowledge of the kingdom of God. And more than instead of, boy, what they're doing now, they're beginning to incorporate their messages, man, within that message, under that umbrella, man. All the messages been great and everything else, but the fulfillment of it, man, has not been, it can't be done unless it's under that umbrella. What, the umbrella of the gospel of the kingdom? When all our messages are preached under that umbrella, man, and in that light, what, the restoration, man, of God's kingdom back on this earth in the lives of mankind. Listen, God give us a ministry. You know what that ministry is? The ministry of reconciliation. What you mean, Arthur? To go into all the world, to every arrangement, to every pattern of operation, to every circle of influence. I had one brother say, man, you know the preachers need to go out into the neighborhood. Let me tell you something, the preacher's job is to train the people to go into the neighborhood. We want the church, that's everybody, not just the preachers. That's why we're here, to know what Jesus said when he said the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Then he turned right after that and told them, man, when he first started preaching, he told them disciples, say, listen, you the light of the world, and you the salt of the earth. First thing you say, boy, the people who sit in darkness saw a great light. What illumination began to take place. Information, knowledge, and wisdom. And in all that getting, man, listening and understanding with it. That's why that's important, the understanding. That's what we're going to get into, man, here later. That's what this message here is leading up to, boy. So, well, we're not just with knowledge and wisdom, but in understanding too. He say get knowledge and get wisdom, but in all you're getting, get an understanding. Understanding of what, Arthur? What my church is doing and how to function and how, you know, the proper way this do it now, or understanding of what God is doing. An understanding of the kingdom of God. Man, not just preaching it as a byproduct, man, of our message and everything else, but understanding, man, this gospel of the kingdom. Man, you got to understand that, because if you don't understand it, boy, the wicked one coming, man. And I share with ministers and everything else about the kingdom of God, boy, they say yes and amen, man, keep right on preaching, man, and, you know. And, boy, listen, let me tell you something. Oh, Lord. Boy, that's the end time message. That's the greatest message of all the messages. And let me tell you something about this message, right? About the kingdom of God. And many times our terminology is as what, boy? The gospel that Jesus preached. The gospel that Jesus preached, man, is not the same message, man, that the apostles and prophets preached, man. What is included in it, but it's much more than that. Jesus was preaching to mankind, to you and I, man, what God was preaching to Adam and Eve in the garden before they ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. What the law and Moses and the prophet was preaching to the people was after they ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, where they were in rebellion, where they were separated from God, where they was sinners and had a sin nature, man, and had faults and mistakes and everything else. And God gave them laws and rituals and things to do and everything else. Man, that ain't how he was talking with Adam and Eve before they ate off that tree. That ain't the kind of church they were having before they ate off that tree. What Jesus Christ came with, boy, one prophet saw. He said, unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. And a government shall be up on his shoulder. What he came to bring? He didn't come to bring religion and rituals and ceremonies, man. He come to fulfill all that. What he came to bring? He come with a government on his shoulder. The ruling authority of heaven. The governing influence of heaven. The governing influence of heaven that will set up the culture of heaven on the earth. So that earth would become, man, once again, boy, a colony of heaven. Where it, Arthur? Not so much as on the earth, but in the earth. What you mean in the earth? In us. Don't you know your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? Where's the kingdom of heaven at? Is it in observation? Is it over there in Kuwait where all the oil is? Over there in Africa where the diamond mines are? Is it over there, man, in the United States where all the rich? No. Don't come with observation. Where is it at? It's on the inside of you. It's in your spirit. That's where God work at. That's where God set up at. That's where the kingdom of God at. It's in the hearts of mankind. Listen, before it can be manifested on the earth, it got to be manifested in the earth, in us, in you, in me, in our hearts, in our spirit. We're not careful. We're looking for it to be manifested, man, on the outside first. That ain't how God do things. I told you, boy, he go past your circumstance, situation, and your symptom, and he take a residence, man, on the inside of your spirit. And he started working from the inside out. This perfection, this faultless that he's presenting us to the Father with, man, that's working from the inside out. You're trying to get it from the outside in. You're trying to stop doing this and stop doing that, man, so that you could become perfected. No, you need to take on this mind. Let this mind that was in Christ Jesus be on the inside of you, who thought it not robbery, man, to be equal with God. Just like God. You got to start thinking, well, hey, like I heard my brother say, man, well, you know, we all sin and come short. No, man, listen, stop using all that for excuses, man. And let's walk on out of darkness, man, into the marvelous light. How you do that, Arthur, man? By, boy, I'm fighting after the word of God. And you need some help and assistance with doing that. We're going to get to that later on. But I have to touch it in this broadcast before it's over with. But, boy, let me tell you, man, God got a way of doing that. And this gospel of the kingdom, man, revealed to you the way. Let me show you something. To plant a seed of what God is going to do, boy, in our lives, man, as far as the kingdom ministry of God and establishing it in our hearts, man, so that it can be not only, man, in our hearts and in the earth, but also on the earth, too. God don't just want it to be, he wants to be on earth just like it is in heaven. But do you know how to, his way of getting it there is to first get it in the earth, in us, in our spirit. How are they going to do that, Arthur? The same way he worked. Let me just say something. Let me show you how God works. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And watch this. And the earth was void and without shape, and darkness was on the face of the deep. Listen to this. And the Spirit of the Lord moved out on the face of the deep. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And the evening and the morning was the first day. Watch your source and your sustainer in operation and how he doing things. Because the same way he do things, the same way we got to learn how to do things. Watch the way he did things, man. The Bible say, boy, he created the heavens and the earth. And then in verse 2 say the earth became void and without shape. Some scholars say, boy, it was all good, but something happened between verse 1 and verse 2. Different scholars say different things, man, but the point of the matter is, man, the earth that God created became void and without shape, chaos and darkness and out of order and man, a garbage dump, a big mess. Some theologians say, boy, it happened when Satan was kicked out of heaven. And when he kicked out of heaven, he landed on the earth, and the earth became a garbage dump, void, and out of order, and without shape, man, no form, nothing, and cover, boy, listen. But, man, God already decided before the foundation of the world that he wanted a family of sons, and that his territory that he wanted for his family of sons was going to be the earth. Perhaps that is why Satan, man, when he got kicked out of heaven, more headed to the earth, man, trying to stop what God doing. I told you can't stop what God doing. But he did all the boy. He said, let us. And watch this. Now in verse 26, God said this. And let us, Genesis chapter 1, who let us make man in our image and in our likeness. And let them who, not us, let them who, the man who us, the us is going to make in his image and likeness, let them have kingship and dominion over the earth. For what purpose, boy? So that they can rule the earth and set up the governing influence of heaven on it so they can be on heaven, on earth, just like it is in heaven. That's the ultimate goal of God. But watch how he did that. The Bible say the earth was void and without shape, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of the Lord, who? The Spirit of the Lord moved out on the face of the deep, boy. Ready. Ready for what, boy? To begin the creation process. What he ready? And what he waiting on? He hoovering. He always just hoovering. What he waiting on? He waiting on the word. He waiting on the material that he need to create with. What's the material that he need to create with? The word. Where the word come from? The Father. The source. So look how God doing things, boy. He's the source. The material that he uses is the word. And the contractor that's building it and bringing it into reality is the Holy Spirit. That's why I say not by might nor by power, boy, it's by God's Spirit that he's doing this. I'm not talking about what our church is doing and what we're doing for God and everything. Me and everybody else, all of us. And all of us want to do good things and great things. But this ain't that, baby. Come to tell you, boy, what God doing. What God doing, boy? I'm telling you, boy, he presenting us faultless, like I heard my brother say. How he doing that, Arthur? With his word. How he going to get that to us, boy? With his word. Listen, he sent his word. His word saved us. His word healed us. His word delivered us. His word has provided for us. His word has did everything for us. Hey, his word has given us that life that I'm talking about. What life is that, Arthur? Kingdom life. Kingdom living. A chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people. Baby. I'm not talking about Christians and Muslims and religious. None of that, man. Who are y'all, man? The sons and daughters of the Most High God. Boy, that's your, listen, how you say that, man? That's authentic identification there. Now, if you say, well, my name is Arthur LaValle, and I'm Pastor Kingdom Life Fellowship, and I'm so-and-so, and this, and this, man, listen, that's not authentic. That's who you are, and that's an idea. You can have that on paper and everything else, just like on my little ordination papers, man. I got all that on there, man, but that ain't authentic. Not in heaven. But boy, on another, I got another paper, boy, that say, boy, I am the son of the Most High God. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. Another place on that thing say, I am no longer servants, but sons. And if sons of God, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ Jesus. Hello. That's your identification. But we learning. We learning, man. We coming to the knowledge of things. That's why the devil don't ever want you to grab a hold again. I keep saying this, boy, to the gospel of the kingdom. You know, he don't want you to know that you are a chosen generation. You ain't choose him. He chose you. That we are peculiar people. That we are the sons of the Most High God. That we all watch this year, not just a priesthood, but a royal priesthood. What's a royal priesthood? That's a priest, that's a king too. Not just a priest, but a king and a priest. Like we were telling you about last week, boy, Revelation chapter 5. Because of what God done for us through his son, Jesus Christ, we've been made unto our God, king and priest. What's a king? That's a ruler. What he rule over? You can rule. We can rule over all the sin and everything else, man. That opposes itself against the perfect will of God for our life. We can rule over that. I say it again. Yes, we can, man, live faultless. And if you're striving toward that, baby, you listen, just keep on striving toward that, and baby, you're going to become who you already are. Why you say we can do that? Because we already are faultless. We already are perfected in Christ Jesus. We already are created in his image and his likeness. He who have begun a good work on the inside of us, he already then completed. He say, fix this in your heart. I'm God, and there's nothing like me. I finished first. I predestinated your life. I set the destination first, man, and finished, and then I show you the destination first. I show you the end first. What, you just like me in my image and my likeness, and you ruling and reigning on the earth, and it's in your territory just like it is in mine. That's the destination. He showed that to you first. And then he back all the way back up and say, now let's start, man, working toward that. How you going to do that, God? Like I told you, boy, that's what he's doing. What's the material that he's going to use? He's going to use the word. What word he going to use? He ain't going to use any word. He's going to use, boy, the word of the kingdom, the gospel of the kingdom. Listen, if you're going to build a brick house, you're not going to use straw. If you're not going to build a brick house, you're not going to use tin. If you're going to build a tin house, you're not going to use brick. If you're going to build a kingdom, baby, you're not going to use, you're going to use kingdom material. You're going to preach the kingdom. You're going to tell people about the kingdom like Jesus did. All the functions and principles of the kingdom, man. Not only that, like I've been telling you that it's at hand, but boy, there are some mysteries to this kingdom. There are some secrets to this kingdom. There are some keys to this kingdom. It's not enough for us just to be in the kingdom. We got to go on, baby, like my sister used to say. Boy, there's a going on in God until we reach that perfection, boy. Until we reach that high calling that's in Christ Jesus, boy. There we just like him. And on our way of being there, man, don't you worry about, man, all the obstacles that's in your way, boy. We casting out imagination and everything else that's contrary to the will of God, baby. And we speaking to the mountain. We ain't climbing up on no rough side of no mountain, baby. We speaking to the mountain in the kingdom. And we telling, listen, we ain't saying no song, what a day of rejoicing gonna be when we all get to heaven. Boy, listen, Revelation, man, said this year, the people up there moaning. How long? How long, Lord? But tell boy, how long till we can get out of here? Because up here, we can't really, man, fulfill our God-given purpose and destiny. How long, Lord, until this thing gonna be completed, my Father? That way we can get back to our territory, man, on the earth and reign forever and ever and ever and ever. How long, Lord? Come, Lord Jesus, come. What purpose, man? Listen. You talking about, Arthur? I'm talking about, boy, the gospel of the kingdom. I'm talking about what God is doing. And what he's doing, he using his word. Not any word. What word? The kingdom. Like I say, if you're going to build a kingdom, you got to preach the kingdom. If you're going to have God establish his kingdom, man, you got to use kingdom material. And when you start using kingdom material and preach the kingdom material, man, then you didn't put the Holy Ghost at work then. And even though it's dark in your life, and even though, boy, your old world might be covered, man, with darkness and everything else, boy, God, boy, say light be. What? Information be. What? Of what he's doing concerning his kingdom. And, boy, the Holy Ghost take that word, man, and he start creating that in your life. Listen, I'm just a sower sowing the seed. That's what my assignment is, boy. The Bible says the kingdom of heaven is like a sower who sows seeds in the ground, and he went to bed. He go out and work, man, and sow the seeds in the ground, then he go home and go to bed. The Bible says he knoweth not how, but the earth bring forth of itself. First the blade, then the ear, then the corn, then the harvest, then the cycle come through that, man, and then that's the harvest time right there, boy. That's a process. What it do, boy? I'm just sowing the seed. Bible say one plant, one soul, boy, but God give the increase. And what? The earth. Who is the earth? That's you. That's your spirit. I ain't come to speak to your circumstance, situation, center, boy. I come, man, speak to your spirit, man, and sow seeds of the kingdom into your spirit, man. And then I'm going to go home after this radio broadcast, man, and go on, man, keep on doing what I got to do, man, and watering and cultivating and meditating on the seed that God is sowing in our life and keep on becoming. Because in due season, one thing I know, boy, God not mocked. Whatsoever man sow, that shall he reap. So, boy, I'm going to sow and use the kingdom word and the kingdom material and sow that into your life, into your heart. And guess what, boy? The earth going to bring forth of itself. What? The blade, the ear, the corn. How are the Holy Ghost going to take, boy? Listen, this is what the words say, boy. The Bible say, boy, how be it when the spirit of truth come? He got going to testify of himself. He going to put all things that I said and all things that I did, boy, he going to testify of that. And let me say it simple, boy. He going to lead you into the reality of everything that I'm telling you. Everything that I'm telling you, you can't get there on your own. You can't accomplish that yourself. Like I keep saying, not by power, nor by might. I don't care how good your church is, how big your church is, how much money you got and everything else. What I'm talking about, boy, your money, your church, your cloud, your cattle, can't get that, man. You might be like the old boy said down there, took a man down there to the Catholic Vatican, man, and the old priest took every boy down there, man, and showed him all the gold and silver that the Catholic Church had, and then he made this statement. Say, we can't say like Peter, James, them silver and gold have we not. Showed him all the treasure and the wealth of the Catholic Church, boy. And the old boy said, and neither can you say in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. You might have the silver and gold, boy. You can't cast out devils, man. You can't heal the sick. And you can't win the lost, man. You might win them to your denomination, into your beliefs, into your ideology, into your theology. But can you win a man into what God's original plan and purpose and destiny is for their life? What? That they be faultless and without blame. Holy. Just like him. Can you tell the sick people in your church, man, in the name of Jesus, be healed? Can you reconcile, man, men back to God? Not to your church, not to your denomination, not to your, but back into the kingdom? Can you hook people back up to God? Can you get your community saved? Can you get everybody in your household saved? Can you get eternal life, not only for you, but for men, all your circle of influence? Can you reign in life? Can you rule over that sickness and disease? Can you take authority over that cancer or cell in your body? Can you live in peace and joy and harmony? Can you live with the joy of the Lord? Can you live in the presence of the Lord? Can you live without fear or doubt or unbelief? Can you have a peace that passes all understanding? Can your silver and gold get you everlasting life? No, baby. Who can do that, man? Listen, the Holy Spirit. As I close this broadcast, listen, that's the third memo of the Godhead. God say, let us make man. The Father done his part. He's the source and sustainer. He's going to make sure everything that we have need of the work to be done, to be completed. The Son, he did his part. What? Boy, the Father lost his children. And the Father came looking himself for his children. Hallelujah. And he found us, boy. And then he restored us back to our place. And I close with this. And Jesus said something, boy, in the book of John when he told him about the Holy Ghost. He breathed on them, and he said, here, receive ye the Holy Ghost. What's that, boy? Boy, that's his final act on earth. That's the goal of everything that he done, what? To get you back in a place where, boy, the Holy Spirit can come back into your life, and now, boy, God can put the word of God on the inside of you concerning his kingdom, and we can begin to speak that and understand that the Holy Ghost will take those words. What words? Yes, I am faultless. And yes, I can, man, live upright. And yes, I am, man, all that God says I am. The Holy Ghost can take those words of the kingdom and produce everything in our life that we speak. And we begin to call those things that be not as though they were. Listen, my wife, Gail, and I, we love you with the love of the Lord. And we pray and speak and decree and declare God's blessing over your life. We decree and declare that you're healed, that you're saved, that you're delivered, and that all your needs are met. Listen, God bless.